Hello again, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans in Washington. Today on the program, we have two stories related to countries in Africa. A program that permits import of some products from sub-Saharan African countries into the U.S. without the payment of duties is set to end in September. Employers and workers in Kenya are worried about what will happen if it is not renewed. We will have more on that story later in the program. But first, two oil spills, one in 2008 and another in 2009, polluted waters near the town of Bodo in southern Nigeria. A legal settlement provided money to townspeople. The Shell Oil Company and the affected community successfully negotiated the agreement in January. But the payments did not undo the environmental damage to the area around Bodo, and people in the town are worried about their future. The oil spills polluted the waterways of this community with thousands of barrels of crude oil. The townspeople in Bodo depend heavily on fishing for the money they earn. The town said a Shell-owned business operating in Nigeria was responsible for the pollution. Bodo took legal action against the company in Britain. Earlier this year, Shell agreed to pay about $3,000 to each of the more than 15,000 people in the town. Sylvester Kogbara is the high chief of the community. He says money cannot make up for a way of life that he says was destroyed.
It is not enough, and it can never be enough. I've mentioned it here. You can't pay enough.
Gyadon Egbara Timothy is a local fisherman. He is using his money from the settlement to build a brick house to replace the mud home his family now lives in. But he says there is still a lot of oil in the waters around Bodo, and the fish are either dead or too polluted to eat. He is worried about the future.
We now live with no choice than being in that abject poverty that we are. We cannot go to the fishing, we cannot go anywhere to get anything to help ourselves.
People can still buy fish at the market in Bodo. But the fish were not caught locally. They are imported from places where the water is cleaner. Some townspeople are still fishing. Marvelous Bonnie bought a new fishing boat with the settlement money. He now travels far from Bodo to catch the croaker and saltwater fish that remain popular in its markets.
Because I have my boat, my engine, and my boys. You can see now, this is one of the boats I just carved newly, this very one. And I bought engine, 15 horsepower, for the business. And this is my fiber. I used to do business transporting people to the other community. And the money is not enough to empower me enough to do that such business.
Shell has agreed to help clean up the oil that spilled around Bodo. Townspeople say their lives will return to normal only when the community's waters are clean. You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. The Bloomberg News Service recently published a list of the 20 fastest-growing economies. Bloomberg rated a total of 57 countries. China received the top rating, with the Philippines in second place. Kenya and Nigeria were the only African countries on the list. Unemployment in Kenya remains high. and some industries in the East African nation may be hurt if the United States fails to extend a trade agreement. Christopher Jones Cruz has more.
That is the sound of an industrial sewing machine at a textiles factory near the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. The factory belongs to United Aryan Limited. The company was formed 13 years ago. It employs about 10,000 people. Workers earn an average of $150 in wages a month. United Aryan Limited exports most of the goods it makes. Each month, it sends products worth $100 million to buyers in the United States. The company has grown partly because of the African Growth and Opportunity Act. The United States Congress approved the act to permit imports of some products from Africa without the payment of duties or taxes. The U.S. trade program is set to end in September. Pankaj Betty is the chairman of United Aryan Limited. He says his company would be severely hurt if the program is not extended.
Oh, it will be disaster. We all have been lobbying, pushing, doing whatever we can. In fact, government now is very proactive. Even Kenya government has been, you know, following through. If it is not there, then we are not there. Simple. We'll lose all the jobs. There will be social security, all kind of disasters happening.
Bloomberg predicts Kenya's economy will grow 6% this year. If it does, it would join China, India, the Philippines, and Indonesia as the only economies with a growth rate of 5% or more. But unemployment in Kenya remains high, and 40% of Kenyans are very poor. In Kenya, political unrest, water shortages, and terrorist attacks have all slowed efforts to help the country's economy. If the trade agreement is not renewed, many Kenyans would suffer. Ali Khan Sachu is a financial expert. He says the trade agreement is very important to Kenya's economy.
There's been an explosion in what is called the EPZ, Export Processing Zones, where the government has assisted companies who are predominantly exporting textiles, pretty major, and has had a dynamic, positive economic impact in Kenya.
I'm Christopher Jones Cruz.
And that's our program for today. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans. Thanks for listening.